الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. Dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Rabb. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who fulfills our needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created needs in our affairs. Allah Azza wa Jal, He created various kinds of needs. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who is going to provide for all those needs. Allah Azza wa Jal, He created these needs so that we can return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for fulfilling these needs. Because human being, once he realizes that he is self-sufficient, that he does not need anybody else, human being easily forgets Allah azza wa jal. كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرَّآهُ السَّغْنَى. Human being becomes rebellious. He can, because of ignorance, he can actually challenge Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. That I don't need you. I have all that I might need. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He created so many needs within human being to remind him about the reality of his nature. Human being depends on Allah Azza wa Jal for his existence. We depend on Allah Azza wa Jal for every limb of our body to function. It is not that Allah Azza wa Jal, He created only our body parts. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the creator of all the limbs that we have. Eyes, ears, hearts, etc. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is also the creator of all the abilities those limbs have. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the creator of the eye, and He is also the creator of the eyesight. If somebody has this piece of fat in his head, this does not guarantee that he can see. The eye is a piece of fat. If a person has that, it does not necessitate that he has to see. Lots of people have physical, you know, eyeballs, but they cannot see, or they cannot see properly. Likewise, every limb of human being, it depends on Allah Azza wa Jal for its function. That's why in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal reminded us again and again that we think about the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because when we ponder upon the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, we realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we realize our dependency on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ. We will show them our signs in the afaq and also in the anfus. Afaq is the outer world. Anfus is the inner world. We will show them our signs in the afaq and also in the anfus until it becomes apparent that He is Haqq. You can see that Allah Azza wa Jal has declared He will show signs with plural. Not one sign, two signs. Lots of signs. Because human being neglects, becomes careful. So one or two signs may not wake him up, may not be sufficient to remind him. So he will keep sending signs. He will keep showing signs. And he will show signs in the afaq, in the outer universe. Just yesterday and the day before, there was a storm for 5-10 minutes in Chicago. Probably 5 minutes or less than that. How many trees? Trees were rooted out. I have seen myself. So many trees on the streets. Trees on cars. People told me that in downtown, because you have high-rise buildings, and people have balconies, and they usually keep chairs. So many chairs, they were flying. And they've fallen upon either the streets or even cars. Can somebody stop this from happening? If you know that these storms are very dangerous, if you know that these storms can be deadly and can be very serious, right? They can actually harm lots of people. They can actually, you know, stop life. They can cause a lot of damage to properties. Sometimes entire neighborhoods are disturbed. Entire towns are devastated. So, since we all know, can we stop from happening? Can somebody stop the floodings? Can somebody stop the earthquakes? Can somebody stop lightnings? Can somebody stop these thunderstorms? Nobody. Nobody. Because if it was possible, people would have done that. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He shows signs in the afaq and also in the anfus, within ourselves. There are signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla within ourselves. When people pay attention, they can recognize the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla until it will become very clear. It will become crystal clear that Allah is Haqq, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything relies on Him, everything depends on Him. Nothing can move without His permission. And nothing can function against His will. Even the will that we make, our will only functions because of the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. We say, I want this. I intend this. I am planning. I am about to do this. But this I depends on the other I of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you do not will except that Allah wills, Lord of the worlds, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our will can only function if that is in accordance with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. If our will goes against the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, our will has no strength. Our will has no effect. It's like you gather thousands of ants or thousands of mosquitoes. They all plan to do something. And there is somebody who has Terminator. Right? One person, he has very powerful, you know, chemical. All these hundreds of thousands of ants or hundreds of thousands of, you know, bees or mosquitoes, all of them, they plant something. Their plants will fail because their plants are against the plan of this person who has that chemical which can actually put them off. It can settle them there and then. We see this in our life. I remember in India, long time ago, there was Ijtima. I don't know which place. So usually because Ijtimas are in big grounds, and you don't have such big grounds in the cities, so you have to find a place out of the town somewhere. So they chose a big area out of the town. And you have lots of trees and, you know, so much work to do in order to prepare the ground. Obviously, Mashura was done. The ground was decided that the Ijtima will take place there. Acres and acres of land. When they started preparing the ground, actually you have snakes coming out. Snakes. Not one or two snakes, not 10 or 100 snakes. People told me who attended the Ijtima and who participated in the preparation for the Ijtima, they were snakes, they had to move them in trucks. They did not know what to do with those snakes. Snakes full of trucks. Obviously, they might have made some arrangement, either to take them somewhere or I don't know what might have happened to them. But all these snakes, full of trucks, can they do something? The people who are on the ground, if they decide to move them somewhere, can these snakes oppose them? No, no, we want to stay here. Or if somehow, although the snakes themselves, they have poison, but there is a poison that can kill snakes, right? Snakes usually carry poison, but there is another kind of poison which can actually kill snakes. If they do decide to kill snakes, can the snakes stop them? No. There is no comparison between the power of human being and the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no comparison. There is no comparison between the will of human being and the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. The will of human being, no matter how powerful it is, it's very, very dim. It's very gentle. It is will in name. Allah calls it will. Okay, you go, have a will. You want to have free will? Have free will. You want to have free will, so you boost that I can do this, I can do this. Okay, go for it. Have. But this will that human being has, and this power that human being has, this ability that human being has, is not comparable in any way, shape or form with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Where is the challenge then? The challenge is that a human being recognizes this reality. Those who recognize this reality, they will have good terms with Allah Azza wa Jal. Because you know the truth, you will have peaceful life. You deny the truth or you ignore the truth, you do not know the truth, you will have trouble. It is raining outside, everybody is saying raining outside, well, you carry an umbrella, right? You carry some sort of protection, some sort of a jacket to protect yourself. No, no, it's not raining outside. 100 people are saying raining outside. No, no, it's not raining outside. Okay, no problem, you deny. When a person denies the reality, he will only hurt himself. He will go outside and he will get wet. Right? Thunderstorm, don't drive. No, no, it doesn't matter. There is no thunderstorm. Okay, no problem, drive. Sometimes people have seen cars flying during thunderstorms. How come? Some people deny the truth. Some people deny the reality. The absolute truth, the most absolute reality is Allah Azza wa Jal. The most obvious reality is Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. If people acknowledge this truth and acknowledge this reality, well, they will have peace with themselves and they will have peace with their surroundings. And people who deny this reality, they do not cause any harm to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah does not receive any harm. If all the people deny Allah Azza wa Jal, It does not affect Allah whatsoever, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if everybody acknowledges Allah Azza wa Jal, it does not benefit Allah Azza wa Jal as well. Allah is beyond from receiving anything. Allah does not receive anything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is the giver. Allah is the giver. Allah huwa al-mu'ti. Allah gives, Azza wa Jal. He gives benefit and He also gives harm. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is an-nafi' and He is al-dhar. He is the one who benefits and He is the one who causes harm. Obviously, there is a wisdom behind everything. There is a reason for everything. We may or may not know. We may or may not understand. But all the benefits that you see, there the source is Allah Azza wa Jal. All various kinds of harms that we see, it is because of the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is Allah who causes that harm. When people realize this, then they have something which is called tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whosoever relies on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. Tawakkul upon Allah Azza wa Jal is not to say that I rely on God. Tawakkul upon Allah Azza wa Jal is that understanding of the heart, that clear understanding of the mind, that certainty of belief, that level of yaqeen, that everything which is functioning in this universe is functioning according to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is Allah who is managing the affairs of the entire universe, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for sure, it is Allah who is also managing my affairs. My affairs are managed by Allah Azza wa Jal, whether I know or I don't know. Whether I recognize or I don't recognize. I acknowledge or I don't acknowledge. Well, since my affairs are also being recognized by, managed by Allah Azza wa Jal, it is better for me to acknowledge it. It is better for me to realize it. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who manages the affairs of everybody, people who admit and people who deny. But out of generosity and out of kindness, people who admit and people who acknowledge, Allah will give them bonus. Allah will give them something extra. Allah Azza wa Jal will give them the tuma'anina. Allah will give them the tranquility of the heart, the peace of the mind. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. With the remembrance of Allah, the hearts have tranquility. The peace of heart, the tranquility of mind, is not because of the resources that we have. Say, you gather a lot of water, so that is water security. Gather a lot of food, store a lot of food, food security, because now this is the terminology people are using, right? Water security, food security, okay. You gather a lot of energy. So that is energy security. Gather any kinds of resource. People assume that gathering that resource provides security. All these resources that we see, these are only asbab, these are only means. They do not provide any security. Water does not provide any security. In fact, water can go against you, and water has gone against people. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, in his time, water went against the people, and actually it drowned them, right? Food does not provide any security. There is no worldly resource that provides any security. This is only assumption that we have. This is only illusion that we have. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who provides security. So if you gather water, keep 1 liter, keep 10 liters at home, keep 1 gallon, 10 gallons at home, or for a town, for a city, for a country, gather water, no problem. There is nothing wrong with gathering water. But realize that it is Allah who provides security. This water can only benefit if Allah wills. This food can only benefit if Allah wills. This energy can only benefit if Allah wills. All the resources of the world can only benefit if Allah wills. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants the believers to recognize this. This is called tawakkul. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ And whosoever relies upon Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will be sufficient for him. In order to demonstrate and in order to prove that these are only means, every now and then Allah Azza wa Jal, He fulfills the needs without means. Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides for the needs without means. Not always, but sometimes. So that people can know that there is no direct relationship between these means and the security. May Allah give us understanding of tawfiq. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.